This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and all the good guys and girls out there across the nation. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in listening for Bradley, he's off today. I'm filling in for him. Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sorry, I'm a little excited today because it's been a while since I've actually done the radio show. And for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And so I'm filling in for Bradley today, live from the U.S.-occupied great state of South Carolina, the bunker here, where it has been kind of dreary all day. I had a little rough morning because I was just tired. I don't know why, just all my energy out. But I feel better now. I got something to eat and ready to go. And we have a guest on the line that I'm going to bring on in the second segment here. But if you'd like to join us, and we want you to stick to a topic, we're going to be talking about FBI tactics from Mal here to Bundy Ranch to New Mexico and all places in between, but this guest that we have, you don't want to miss, okay? Because he has firsthand experience with these things going on. In fact, I'll let you know, he just concluded a 49-hour, the only thing I've ever seen like it, live stream, anti-Marxist weekend. His name is Pete Santilli, and he'll be joining us in the second segment. But if you'd like to join us, the number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Again, stick to the topic. We're not doing Chinese buffet today. But I do want to point you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com for a couple of stories that you may want to check out. The Democrat Farmer Labor Chair Ken Martin has endorsed accused abuser Keith Ellison as a quote-unquote champion for families. Now, I'm not going to get into a lot of stuff here on this, but the fact of the matter is there are all sorts of things in the Quran that allows for such things. There are all things in the Hadiths which point to writings by men who wrote about Muhammad and his expansion or his expounding upon the things in the Quran that allows for this kind of thing. It allows for sex slavery. It allows for beating your wife and these kinds of things. So when people, you know, I've read some of this stuff off the goofy right wing watch. Those people apparently want to just bury their heads in the sand over these things and say things like this, things like welfare jihad and things like that are not religious in nature, but they are when you take the foundations of the ideology of those who actually believe. I'm not talking about people who call themselves Muslim because they've been born in a Muslim home. They have no idea what's going on there at all. I'm talking about people who actually believe this stuff. They're not radical. They're devout. There's the difference. They're devout. They believe what they read and they hold to it. And so that should be a concern to all of us. So what's going on? Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com in Georgia. There's a former deputy, he's now just a regular citizen. He announces he's running against a corrupt sheriff. And what does the sheriff do? He raids his home, kidnaps his wife. And you say, well, he didn't really kidnap his wife. He hauled her out of jail. There was no reason for them to be there in the first place. It's all political. And according to many sources, this sheriff has a history of this kind of thing. In fact, one gentleman predicted that he would do just that. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, the question gets asked. It's been asked by several people. I think Mike Adams over at Natural News was the first to ask. Is Senator Dianne Feinstein a Chinese agent? Well, I can tell you she's a communist-minded person, that's for sure. She's got a guy who's allegedly a spy there for 20 years who's been driving her around. And you know what? The FBI that we're going to talk about, you know what they did? This guy said, no problem. You know, Feinstein fired him. He hasn't dismissed any kind of substantial information to the Chinese. It's not a big deal. That's who we're going to be talking about here, okay? In fact, sonsoflibertymedia.com, the FBI has been sued over denying Las Vegas shooting Freedom of Information Act request. And that request was tied to the administration's desire to ban bump stocks, which for you NRA supporters out there, listen, the NRA is just fine with that because from that kind of perspective, it's this thing of, well, you waste ammunition. It's not accurate. It's dangerous. That's not, you know, we can talk about that for a lot of different things, guys. Don't compromise the rights that we've been given simply because you don't like something, you don't agree with it like that. You don't compromise those rights. And yet the FBI was coming behind and the administration pushing the idea, well, you know, these things are a danger to society and this, that, and the other, but they have no documented facts to back that up. And so this Freedom of Information Act request was put forth. It's been denied by the FBI, saying they don't distinguish between certain types of weapons that are used and crimes and this, that, and the other. And yet they do. We know from their own statistics they do distinguish between handguns and shotguns and rifles, even though they don't name the specifics. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. A government watchdog uncovers more classified info in Hillary email server crime, and they demand the DOJ reopen the probe. Now, I'm of the opinion, I'm fine with that, but they already have enough information where they could be indicting this woman, and they're not doing it. And if you think they're going to do that, I just beg to differ. They have shown nothing different that they're going to do that. But, you know, we can always hold out hope, right? One more thing, sonsoflibertymedia.com in Illinois, a Muslim leader there said, everything we represent goes in total contradiction to what the West represents. Up there up north, Minnesota, really, Illinois, all of this, you got to pay attention to what's going on with these guys. You really have to pay attention. And you have to look to the history of how they begin to move when certain percentages get in the population. And they're actually going and jumping the gun here in the States as to where they usually go to as far as politically and these kinds of pushes that they're doing now. I mean, they're doing it way ahead of schedule. But here's the thing. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. And on the other side of the break, we're going to bring on Pete Santilli. We're going to talk about the FBI tactics down in New Mexico and his experience there. So stay with us.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
All right. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. On the line, we have with us a reporter and, marathon streaming megastar. That's what I should call you, right, Pete? Pete Santilli, glad to have you with us on the Sons of Liberty radio.
A live streaming megastar?
Isn't that the thing?
I am not
like
worthy of that title.
Huh? Didn't you get like a, isn't that like a world record or something?
I think so. What I was being told is that as to live streaming, no single talk show host has ever gone on that long. And we've been trying to research it to validate whether or not that's true, but that's true. 49 continuous hours of live streaming by one host. Art Bell had the record as a DJ. He did like 5 days, but he spun records and he didn't have to obviously take guests and talk a lot. But Art Bell is a legend in his own right.
Sure. No, I'm just teasing you about that. I enjoyed some of the guests that you had on and when I was able to tune in and things like that. So appreciate you doing that. And there was a lot of good information in there too.
Yes, sir. That was the most important part, is that there was a lot of information, and that's why I set out to stream for that long, is because when we try to identify the ism that we're suffering from, it's not the Democrat Party. It's not Maxine Waters or Pelosi or a special agenda by a small group of leftists. This is literally a Marxist agenda, and people need to recognize what it is, because I'll tell you, they were energized to go vote against Hillary Clinton. This is something much bigger than just one presidential candidate. This is literally an ideology that's attempting our constitutional republic.
Sure. Well, look, we brought you on. We want to talk about this issue in New Mexico and the fact that FBI is down there. Just days later, the guy who was arrested, allegedly training these children down there, he allegedly killed his own kid there, doing some kind of Islamic exorcism. And then they're training young boys and girls to go into public schools and commit mass shootings. And they're arrested. And then days later, they get to walk out of jail. And that's something that wasn't even afforded to you guys. I mean, you guys weren't training anybody at Bundy Ranch to do anything like that, to harm anybody. You didn't, you know, you weren't brandishing guns all over the place and this, that, and the other, or threatening to kill people. That didn't happen in Oregon or anywhere like that. And yet you guys spent, you know, almost 2 years in jail. Then we come down and we find out that they destroy, basically, I don't know, obstruction of justice to me. They're destroying the evidence there. They left behind ammunition. They've left behind paperwork that was there. But for all intents and purposes, it was destroyed. So we want to talk to you because you have some workings in what you went through both at Bundy Ranch and in Oregon and the trials there. And then you've got a perspective on New Mexico, and so we wanted to get your perspective on that and the things that you were saying about that as well. So I'm gonna turn it over to you.
Yeah, there's a lot to speak of, okay? And before I got involved in the Bundy Ranch cases out of Malheur and Nevada, I had always, through public information, through the public domain, I had suspected that there was, and I had been told that there were black operatives within the Federal Bureau of Investigation, that that they, in fact, in some cases, you know, fomented terrorism. They supported terrorism. They recruit terrorists for the purposes of, quote unquote, investigating. Whereas some people that have been identified as terrorists normally wouldn't commit a terrorist act because they wouldn't have access to bomb making material, the training, or any of those other things. Maybe they were slightly radicalized and identified, but the FBI has gone one step further to, you know, recruit potential terrorists, to fund them, to train them, all for the purposes of investigating them, but in the end to solve a potential terrorist event. And they have to do that, of course, in order to maintain their budget, to keep their staffing, because they're working on investigations. Well, they're literally manufacturing terrorists. Now, what my concern is, if they're manufacturing terrorists for the purposes of maintaining their budget, how many instances are there where somebody actually committed a terrorist act? Such as in the World Trade Center bombing. We're going to talk about that here, but let me tell you, I'm going to push the pause button here on that thought as to whether or not they manufacture terrorism and whether or not some of these terrorist events were as a result of the FBI letting them take place. I always suspected that, and covered it on my radio show on the Pete Santilli show. But when I got wrapped up in these Bundy cases, I said, okay, I never had a gun. I never committed a crime. I'm a radio talk show host covering an important story about government overreach and the federal government using a militarized force to point guns at an unarmed family, at a family that was, even by their own admission, no threat, whatsoever. And I said, what is this? They can't be really that upset with me. When I got put in handcuffs, I thought I would have been released within, you know, immediately, maybe on bond or whatever. They would let me go. Well, from the moment I got put in handcuffs, it wasn't until 619 days later, that I was released, that I was such a danger to society with the words I used as a talk show host, never having said anything illegal ever, saying things like, you know, we're going to stand up for our rights, and we're not afraid of you. The threat of you killing us is not going to stop us from standing before you and saying you're not going to do these terrible things to people. You need to be constitutional, be lawful. Well, then I discovered through the cases, Tim, that the case out of Malheur, against me as a radio talk show host was literally, they manufactured evidence. They manufactured evidence to bring an indictment with a a fake 302 report with a witness that said that I had conspired with the Bundys to take over a wildlife refuge. And it was flat out false. It was literally manufactured. The witness who was going to come to testify at my trial was going to say, I never said that. I never said Santilli was there at a December 26th meeting in Burns, Oregon. Cause I had, actually proof that I was in fact in Cincinnati at the time that they reported on their 302 report that I was conspiring with people to take over a bird farm. So they manufactured evidence. They actually put, they were FBI informants, that are not of the desirable types, but the types. We could talk about the FBI informants. That's something that requires some reform. They literally did an investigation of me and indicted me and never once spoke with me. They never asked me any questions. What do you mean about this? That investigation excluded me completely. I've never spoken to an FBI agent whatsoever. They strictly did it based on YouTube videos.
Okay. Well, can you elaborate just a couple of seconds on some of the things you found out that they got from you out of the public domain from our friends over at Facebook?
Yeah, they literally, they submitted, I'm not going to get too technical on this, but basically, all the government has to do is say, hey, Facebook, do me a favor, give us all of Pete Santilli's contacts, which just so happened to be several hundred thousand, on Facebook. Anyone who clicked like, who they consider to be an unindicted co-conspirator, anyone who clicked like on a Bundy Ranch post and basically submitted such a broad search warrant that Facebook provided bulk data on me, my contacts, and anybody that clicked on anything having to do with Bundy Ranch, a picture, liked, commented, so on and so forth. So basically all of my social media contacts, all of their private information was seized without a warrant. And Facebook just provided bulk data to them. We have been hearing lately that Facebook provides bulk data to Cambridge Analytica, and they said, we're concerned about your privacy now. Well, the biggest data customer is actually the U.S. government, that Facebook is just handing over your private information without a search warrant, without a valid search warrant. So broad. So Facebook was a big thing. So they seized all of our private data on Facebook. They did it, from what I understand, legally, because they just submitted a broad search warrant and Facebook had to comply with it.
Right. Pete, we're coming up on a break here, so hang on with me and we'll pick you up on the other side.
Okay.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump is set to honor ICE and CBP agents. Tom Homan is a former acting director of ICE. He says, good move by the president.
You're talking about in ICE 20,000 American heroes that leave the safety and security of their home every day to protect this country. So they're America's people. And I think the president is 100% right. He talks the talk and he walks the walk. I've been with the president on numerous town hall meetings where he meets with the frontline law enforcement folks, the folks that wear that Kevlar vest every day and enforce the laws. What he's doing is right for America. What he's doing is right for border security.
Italian actress Asia Argento recently settled a complaint filed against her by actor Jimmy Bennett, who says she sexually assaulted him when he was 17 years old. Argento, one of the leaders of the Me Too movement, allegedly paid Bennett $380,000 last year. That's according to the New York Times. This is USA Radio News.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 Discret.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind a wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. On the line, we've got with us reporter Pete Santilli from the Pete Santilli Show. And before the break, Pete was elaborating a little bit on the FBI, how they have, there are some segments of them who pretty much foment terrorists in our own country. And we know some of this goes on. I mean, we've heard some of the stories how they allegedly catch guys wanting to set off bombs and they stop them in the nick of time, or they have a fake bomb that they have them doing, which then kind of questions whether or not they're really going to blow up anything anyway. It's just a lot of the stuff to fabricate for people. And then we've also heard the story of Pamela Geller a couple of years ago where a guy was looking to behead her and the FBI knew it and they didn't let her in on it. It was local police who actually stopped the incident. But before the break, Pete, you were elaborating on the fact that Facebook was giving them all of this information and about you, about supporters that you had, supporters that the Bundys had, and all of this, and they did it without a warrant. They just dumped it on them, and I want to let you pick up from there, and then let's move into some of the things that we're talking about. Let's move into, okay, let's take a look at what happened in New Mexico just a couple of weeks ago.
Well, you know, and on the Facebook issue, just your listening audience just needs to recognize that if you click on anything on Facebook related to the Bundy Ranch case and you liked it or you commented, you are considered, and it was said in open court, that you are an unindicted co-conspirator, okay? So that's how significant having all of your data turned over and the justification to look into your, you know, your profile. So that's Facebook doing that, and certainly not out of kindness. All right, now let's take a look at before I had been involved in this, I had suspected that the FBI did some very bad things. But it was based on publicly available information. For instance, escorting the bin Laden family out of the United States on 9/11. I thought that was pretty terrible that the, you know, that the highest law enforcement authorities would be escorting, you know, people connected to terrorism out of the country. But I didn't have personal firsthand knowledge. They fabricated 302 reports. They literally had their FBI informants committing crimes at Malheur. The only people that actually committed crimes were the FBI's informants themselves. And then those people are never arrested, but those that stand near them are considered criminal, of course, and are charged and indicted and arrested and jailed. So the FBI creating that scenario where the only people that are creating crimes are their own informants. The next thing that I discovered was that the Federal Bureau of Investigation's agents, 20-something of them, before one protester showed up at Bundy Ranch, okay, had determined that the Bundy family was not a threat, but let's not do anything with them. Let's lure in, and they literally lured and entrapped and called and helped on social media lure in patriots to come in because they wanted to identify who would be supportive of the Bundy family cause. They were involved prior to the actual protest on April 12th. They lured people in simply to ultimately entrap those that would ever come to help their neighbor and stand with them and call upon the sheriff to defend their life, liberty, and property. I would say that of all of the corrupt entities that I had ever dealt with in all of these cases, it was, in fact, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. So much so, they did so many wrong things that the case was actually dismissed because they were involved in withholding evidence that could have exonerated everybody. And we still have people in jail as a result because that wasn't found out until after their jury trials. We have Greg Burleson. We've got Todd Engel in jail. We've got Jerry DeLamis who pled out without having access to this information that the FBI, in conjunction with the prosecutors, withheld. It wasn't just the prosecution. It was the FBI that did it. So we have a political arm of the deep state. We have an entity that used to chase after the, you know, the communists or the people that wanted to harm our constitutional republic. We have those high level entities that we hear about in the news at the highest levels of the FBI who were involved in pursuing patriots in the Bundy Ranch case. Well, it doesn't surprise me, of course, when I find out that the Federal Bureau of Investigations, okay, was actually involved with this group, directly or indirectly, out of New Mexico. The father of the, you know, the son that was connected to this New Mexico terror camp, was in fact involved in the World Trade Center bombing. The World Trade Center bombing took place, because the FBI, in fact, had an intelligence services asset involved in the investigation in 1993, and they pulled that guy from the case. He was supposed to build a bomb with inert explosives. They pulled him 6 months prior to the World Trade Center bombing. This is said in federal court, by the way. They pulled him 6 months prior to the World Trade Center bombing, and what happened thereafter was that the bomber actually used real explosives. This is an FBI that we know that recruits, hires, trains, develops, funds, supports terrorists, and then every once in a while, like with the World Trade Center, they allow it to they allow one to sneak through. In New Mexico, okay, we have a scenario where these guys could have potentially been working or been under quote unquote investigation by the FBI, and in fact they end up being released because they're involved, of course, with one of the suspects of the murder of a 3-year-old is released without any bond. He's a suspected terrorist. Obviously, they're running a terror training camp. These guys are released, they're connected to the World Trade Center bombing, the folks over there at the World Trade Center bombing. Here's another thing. Did you also know
that a BLM agent back in the World Trade Center bombing, Fish and Wildlife agent, was convicted for having supplied armament to the terrorists that did the World Trade Center bombing. I bet you never knew that, did you?
No, I didn't know that.
A federal agent was literally arrested. He served 1 year in jail, and he was a federal agent working for the Fish and Wildlife Service. These federal agents that are connected to these terror organizations are helping to facilitate terrorism, especially here in the United States of America. Okay? We have now a Federal Bureau of Investigations that we all know at the upper end that are politically at the opposite end of the spectrum, of course, from our constitutional, from protecting our constitutional republic. And these are the same guys that likely came in and ordered the cover-up of all the evidence by bulldozing the New Mexico. This is a fact. They literally bulldozed all of the evidence from the New Mexico compound. A trailer was bulldozed. They bulldozed the area where they had one of the children hidden. But local media actually uncovered this, that not only were the terrorists released, but all the evidence was destroyed by bulldozing. Very, very interesting indeed. Don't you agree that jihadist training compound was not, I guess, worthy enough of a full-blown investigation, was it?
Well, you know, it's just like everything else. The talk of doing in the Sandy Hook school, the talk of doing in that church in the same fashion down there in Texas, remember that? I don't understand if there is... I'm not trying to be conspiratorial here, but I don't know if there's some kind of something that gets underway in the community, if people are just so emotionally attached or whatever, and they just say, oh, yeah, we need to get rid of this, or if there is something behind that, some people behind that, to do the same thing. It doesn't make any sense to me that you would just do that unless you're hiding something.
Yeah, exactly. And conspiratorial in what regard?
Well, when I use the term conspiracy, I don't use it like it's used in the mainstream where they use it to just, it's like saying, well, you're a nut job or we need to call the paddy wagon for you, you know, and haul you off in a straitjacket. What I'm using it as there obviously is a conspiracy because I wrote concerning the bulldozing. Somebody has to authorize it. Somebody has to do it. So there's at least two people involved. So to meet a conspiracy, you have to have at least two people involved in it. So there's no doubt there's a conspiracy. The question is there a conspiracy behind that? In other words, are they covering up something that was greater that they knew about? And you're pointing out, here's guys they knew about, these guys down there. Maybe they didn't know all of the details. Maybe they did. But was there a conspiracy to cover up a greater conspiracy, which we know they were training these kids, they were brainwashing these kids. No doubt they were using the Quran, they were using jihad, and that mentality that's taught there in order to push those kids to do that.
Yes, and yes, there is a conspiracy, and of course we don't have enough time to go into all of the details as to whether or not the FBI does what we're talking about. It is a proven fact, and it has been very well documented. The Intercept has published reports on how the FBI literally creates terrorists. Sammy Osmakat, I don't know if you're familiar with that story, but the FBI literally manufactured and set up. They manufacture terrorism cases. They have been manufacturing terrorism cases. On a much grander scale than most people know. Taking people that normally wouldn't be apt to commit a terrorist event and convincing them to do that.
Yep. Well, hang on. We're up against the break here, and we're coming back in the last segment, and we've got on the line with us Pete Santilli. We're talking the FBI in New Mexico. Hang on.
Yeah. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsoflibertyradio.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Welcome back to the final segment of SonsLibertyRadio.com. On the line we have with us Pete Santilli, and we, again, are talking about FBI, we're talking about New Mexico, we're talking about their history of facilitating terrorism here on our soil. I mean, these are the guys, as Pete made mention of before, these guys, along with the CIA, had, you know, were supposed to be fighting communism in the past, and allegedly communism had fell. And yet what we're seeing is, boy, there's a lot of it that's still here, but I guess they needed something to keep their jaws beat. I don't know. What do you think?
You know, I mean, I thought it was, you know, for them to, because I had heard other FBI agent whistleblowers, Ted Gunderson being one of them, talking about the fact that, you know, they need to maintain their existing budget. You know that term you always hear, they have to use their money or lose it. But they need, in order to maintain their budget, they have to maintain the numbers of investigations that they do. But, no, I've now gotten to the point where I've seen them in action. I've seen them working against me on my case, having me indicted because I'm essentially a political adversary that they don't like, manufacturing evidence, and also instead of creating, or instead of preventing a, you know, a bloodbath that could have taken place at Bundy Ranch, no, they wanted to bring people in and not resolve any issues directly with Clive and Bundy. They wanted to lure in his supporters so they could find out who they are, so that they could track them down and ultimately entrap them and indict them. And with regards to terrorist events, how many school shooters have you ever heard of that were on their radar? That people called and warned about a, you know, potential
shooter because he made some commentary at, you know, on YouTube or whatever. And then we hear that people are being under investigation, but the FBI missed the sign. Well, I'm going to say that, that because of what we know, of where they are in the political spectrum, these guys used to investigate communists. They used to be, looking after, you know, leftists that want to do bad things to our country. Now they've become it. And will they allow, a terrorist, strike in the United States of America, and then, allow themselves to do that, operate covertly under the cover of an investigation? We've seen it happen too many times. They've been caught. They've been caught too many times. This is an organization that I want to be pristine. I want it to be the highest level of integrity, unbiased. I want them to prevent crime, not to fund it and recruit it and develop it, develop terrorists and develop criminals that normally wouldn't be criminals unless they had access to their training and funding that the FBI is providing. I want the FBI to clean up their act and be respectable and get their act together and stop being a state sponsor of terrorism.
Yeah, I think a lot of it goes back to the fact that, that we as a people have neglected our duty. And, you know, we've turned it over. We expect police to protect us and do this, that, and the other. Or at least that's the mindset. We all know that the police are under no obligation. They're morally they are, but according to the Supreme Court, they're under no obligation to protect us. I tend to think the same thing about the FBI. They're a Federal Bureau of Investigation. And so the front lines is us. You know, they say, see something, say something. And people can do that for all kinds of vendetta. But the front line is us. I mean, we're to, you know, if we were a people who were active in our community and we knew the people in our community, build that community. We don't do that now. People in America are not doing that. They're getting further and further away, isolated from one another. Yeah, sure, they might get on social media, but the real interactions of life, people think something's going on. They call somebody and they say, hey, you need to check this out. I don't think these people have food. Well, why don't you go knock on her door and see if she needs some food? I think it starts at a basic level like that. Don't you think that we're neglecting a lot of the duty and that passes on up the line?
Yes, we are. And picture this, okay? Imagine, in the United States of America, myself, okay, an individual that didn't commit any crimes, I was armed with a microphone and an iPad, okay, was quote-unquote under investigation, okay, and guess what the investigation entailed? The FBI watched YouTube videos, and then I was put in handcuffs without ever being spoken to. Asked, gee, what did you mean when you said this? Because I was totally not only taken out of context, you know what they did? They took my words, and Tim, I'm going to share with you the indictment that they brought against me. They literally surgically removed, basically removed words from my radio show to suit their narrative, and they excluded, like, for instance, if I said, you know, we will stand and fight, right? And they grabbed those words and put it in the indictment, and then they excluded the part that I said, because we don't want any harm to come to law enforcement or the people. We want, you know, a peaceful resolution. They excluded that part. But
yeah.
They said that I was a danger to society because I said we would stand and fight. Okay? They surgically pieced together an indictment against me, investigated me, and never even spoke to me, just based on YouTube videos. How can that happen in our country?
Well, it happens because there's corruption and there's something to be made of it. And, you know, I mean, let's be honest. You were talking about the use the money or lose it kind of thing in their budget. There's an entire business of prison systems. And if they're not meeting that quota of putting, you know, warm bodies in the cots and in the cells and stuff, then, you know, they're going to pay a higher price for that, for upkeep of inmates. So they come up and they create laws that shouldn't be created in the first place because they're not crimes. And they're taking people who've done nothing that is criminal, like what you're saying, and they basically fake a case against them. And it isn't just the FBI. We're talking about the prosecutors in the Bundy case. The prosecutors went along with it, too. They were hiding the stuff.
and didn't want it to come forth and didn't want you guys to have a defense. So it's not just the FBI. It's the whole conglomerate of the beast there working together, whether it's the DOJ or the FBI or whatever. They're kind of covering for one another.
Yeah, and you know, I don't want anyone to take me wrong, because, you know, if anybody should be bitter towards the system, it should be me, but I'm really not. I really want to make an effort here to call for a purge of the bad people in our law enforcement, especially federal law enforcement, a purge of the bad people in our prosecutors' offices. Because you know what? Our government is of, by, and for our people. These are public servants. They should be investigating to prevent crimes, not support it as a state sponsor of terrorism. They should be, of course, finding, if they have exculpatory evidence, exculpatory meaning if you have evidence that's going to get somebody off from a crime, you know, you have a picture of somebody that's of a different race that pulled the trigger and committed a murder. You don't withhold that knowing full well that that could get somebody off from a murder charge. We need to purge our system of all the bad people. That's what I'm calling for. I'm not anti-government, anti-cop by any means. I want the FBI to have a pristine reputation, don't you?
Well, of course, and I think the thing is not that we look at the prevent crime, we look at bring justice to the crime. And, you know, you and I talked the other day when you were doing the marathon, and we were talking about biblical law. If these, you know, under biblical law, when these guys go and they're going to bring a false testimony against somebody like that, whatever the punishment was going to be for that person, when those person are found out to be bearing a false witness there, they got that sentence. They got justice. That's the purging that we're talking about. I'm with you. They referred to you guys, they referred to several people as anti-government. That is not what that is. That might be what Antifa is, but we're not anti-government. We're pro-good government. We're government that's under, that as the ministers of God, Romans 13, they are a threat to evil. Yeah. They're protection for those who do good.
Tim,
so
here's one last comment here, because I know we're pressed for time. Here's another thing I'm calling for. I know the case inside and out. I know of a lot of wrongdoing. Okay, the case that was dismissed, essentially, I think was part of the cover up as well, because a bunch of things did not come out in trial. And guess what? There is no oversight whatsoever. Nobody's investigating the investigators. Nobody's going to ever fix anything. We can never have a purge. Okay, I know for a fact that there were very bad things that were done in the investigations of both Ballinger and Nevada, and none of our public officials and public servants are doing anything to correct the problems, because they haven't even bothered to investigate, to open up the discovery and have a full inquiry.
Yeah, well, and I think that's the point that we're at. The same thing is going to happen here in New Mexico. It's going to go by the wayside. People like us will keep reminding people, but it's going to go the wayside. We see what they do even with those who are elected in office. But Pete, we're up against the end of the show here, and people can check you out online at various social media outlets. They can look up Pete Santilli, and the PeteSantilliShow.com is where they can find you as well. Pete, I want to thank you for joining us at thesonsoflibertyradio.com.
Thank you. Yes, the PeteSantilliShow.com.
All right, brother. Take care. And in 23 hours, Bradley will be back with you guys. We'll see you then. God bless.
We are the sons of liberty.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.